Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all, we more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize mine.
And I need someone to make me feel alright. So bring your body here, babe. Lady, have no fear. I'm gonna fulfill your fantasy. Just as long as you
I don't know what it is that it is unto me.
Cause I need somebody who smells good on you. Slide on your lipstick and let all your hair down. Baby, when you get through, I'm gonna show. Just wanna let you know, you got to change your mind, 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 mind. You sure look good tonight, and you're so damn fine. I wanna say mind, 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 mind. You sure look good tonight, after.
You see, I'm
when you in the age,
age, age, age, age, age, age, age. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Well, we have another one for you tonight. It is True West Radio. And then DJ Hero is in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know. I got all my people up in here, you know, Valentine's Day. We trying to get it in on the truth, y'all. What's up?
Hey, y'all.
Rich Grind
is on the air.
What's going on?
Here we out here. We listening.
Right on, right on. How y'all feeling on this Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, love is in the air.
Is it love? Is it really love? Really. Come on now. Let's take a moment to reflect back.
What's up with y'all?
Going down to Major, what's going on in the world on this lovely afternoon?
I didn't hear who you said was on the line. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
I mean, I know that. Say it again.
What'd you say? You said who's on the line?
Yeah. I know you heard Judge. I'm talking to the regulars. I'm talking to the new people. I didn't hear the new name.
Oh. Rich Grind Management. Rich Grind, where you at, okay, man?
Well, I'm here.
I'm listening.
Okay, Rich Grind Management is in the house.
Yep.
Rich Grind, where you located at, my bro?
You can find me on IG at Rick Rock 2020.
That's okay.
Rick Rock.
Rick Rock 2020. R-I-C-K-R-O-C-K 2020.
Okay, Rick Rock. Okay, Rick Rock in the house. What's going on, my brother? What's happening in the world of entertainment?
So we got a show on the 25th at the Bahia with Hotcha Promotions. We're going to be honoring Little E, Silky Fine, Slong Bone from Mo Thugs. What's we got? G Malone, Blaster Malone. Yeah, we're gonna be honoring some local rappers.
Oh, that's what's up, man. When is this event again?
The 25th of this month.
Okay.
At the Bahia.
Okay.
And I guess
in
Hollywood.
As in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going there. Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood out there.
It should be posted on my IG page.
Okay.
You want to look at the address? You can tap in. Just say my name at the door and y'all in.
I don't see it on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I put it on there. I thought I put it on there. I think I just been sending it out. So, yeah, I put it up.
Shit.
Rick Ross.
What's the topic for today?
Valentine's.
That's why I say love is in the air. That's why I say love is in the air.
Did you get the candy? Well, what candy is shit is? Are they supposed to be getting candy and shit out today? Or is it just chocolate covered strawberries? Chocolate cherries and shit like
the sun,
that.
The sun is down, so the freeze come out at night.
I'm like Bernie Mac say, what you waiting for? 11:30. We gonna pitch a bitch at 11:30.
What's up with your artist, Rick? What's up with your artist, man?
He's just getting off of work. Your brother hit me up. So I just talked to him earlier. We were talking about Spider Love.
Make sure you send that music to Have Love, his music, man, so you can check him out. I think
get your music interludes and send them in to HaveLove22@gmail.com. That's heavy without the Y, LUV22@gmail.com. And you can catch us, or you can send it to KingScratch@gmail.com. That's right, the king is in the house as well, so you know what I'm saying. The king is here.
What up, Scratch?
Yo, what the business is? Oh, shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, wet clothes and two broke niggas in the swap meet.
So I just posted the flyer, man. A young lady, I just posted the flyer, so check it out now.
Okay. K-9,
you know where it's at.
I know it's out there on, I don't know what street that shit on, bro.
I just posted right now.
Read it out, man.
Okay.
Hear it on the radio. Read it out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, read it out. Yeah, do that. Yeah, read it out. Uh-huh. Do all that. Yeah.
It's on your page, Big Bro?
Yeah, on Rick Rock's page. So it's
on my
11:30 sunset.
Yeah, I'm already following.
Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where I said. First made my first baby on Sunset Boulevard.
Where you do that?
What happened, man?
That's when you made your first baby.
That's when I made my first baby on Sunset Boulevard. Yeah.
You did what?
I made my first baby on Sunset Boulevard. I was behind the fire.
Y'all see that billionaire over there in Africa playing crash with him and his wife and son?
Hey, Rich.
Yo.
Man.
You say the son?
We just left that cemetery, man. You know it's on Channel 11 now. They caught the dudes that was still in the headstones, bro.
They caught him. Yeah, they calling
get
him right
the
now.
Fuck out of here. Niggas singing his song? What they doing?
Hey,
making them down
the
ceiling?
They
was
busting up the cemetery. They caught him. They snatched him up.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Who you say they caught?
They caught
the people
that was singing the headstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
You didn't catch him? You didn't see the news?
Yeah.
Where's my dad? Where the damn song at, cuz?
Hey, I'm loading up the studio right now. Hey, calm down. I'm right now. Don't do that. You owe me songs for since. You owe me stuff since the tour.
Man, okay. I got you, man. Where the song, man?
Hey, I was sick. Hey, look, I was sick for 4 days. In those 4 days, I had to shake back. I had to change my room around. I had to change my kitchen around. Like, I got up and stuff wasn't the same. So, I'm good now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know
I'm just, I was just asking. Shit, I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Putting you in the headlock or nothing. I was just asking.
You good? I'm going to do the vocals right now. It's actually already loaded up. I actually just turned it off because I had it on. I thought I had it turned off, but those days I was sick, it was just on, and it seemed like it was running slow, so I turned it off earlier. But I'm turning it on right now. I'm going to send them to you right now.
Okay. I'm just waiting. Okay, now, what the hell you were?
Down to California, where girls shake their booty. Shake it, baby.
I hear some music in the background.
Baby.
Somebody playing
shake
music.
It, Bobby.
Somebody playing music in the background. I hear a little DJ going on, a little couple of scratching and shit going on.
Oh, that's me back there.
See what I'm
yeah, that's what we call underlay. You know what I'm saying? When you're in radio and you're talking, you don't want to do that. Cause you know motherfuckers gonna be wanting to talk on time and shit. Yeah, underlay music playing.
I mean, turn it up if you want. You want to hear it? You can turn it up a little bit so you can just hear it for a bit.
Let me hear it a little bit.
You'll hear that motherfucker when we go to our music break.
He's an artist.
Yeah, he's an artist.
Nigga, that's where my scratches really go off right there. Nigga, my scratches go off right there. Nigga.
Damn, I got some R&B about to get ready to come your way.
Okay, okay.
Can't wait to hear.
Oh, y'all just all over the goddamn place tonight. Look at them go. Look at them go. Buddha Ali is in the motherfucking building. What's up, Buddha? Holler at your weevil, man.
Yeah, Buddha. Man. What's happening? True West Radio. What's going on, tribe? Just tuning in, been checking in, man. Doing player, man. Doing player moves, doing player good, man. Salute to all y'all, everybody on the panel, man. To the ladies, to the gentlemen, man. From the right to the left. What's happening?
What's up, Buddha?
Man.
Chilling, bro.
Word.
Hey, I ain't catch you on the way back through, Buddha.
Yeah, it was raining hell. Shit, I came back. You know, it rained. We had a flood watch when we got down there. Where y'all at? You know,
sure,
the bridges. I wasn't taking no chances till the water slacked down. So I came back. Got back Sunday evening.
I'm saying Louisiana.
Hey, True, where you from?
Louisiana.
Oh shit, you way out there. Shit, I'm gonna
get
you. Way
out there. Yeah, you better tell
ain't
nothing but a hop and skip away.
I'm going to get the track of my artist. Y'all can do a little, well, I wanted to get a song like, Trina and what's his name? And I, what's his name?
I don't know, bro. Trina and Trick, like a song like Trina and Trick had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that what now there or whatever that song.
Yeah, no mail.
Yeah, damn okay, there, so, whatever. So, I, you know, we're not country, so. Now there.
Yeah, but that was tight. So I'm trying to remix a song like that with my new artist, but I need to find a tight lady to, you know, collab with him.
Oh, he must have been calling.
You got the tightest right there.
True, you quit it.
Okay, he must just start calling True West.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, who is your artist?
It's Cartier. He's out of Bakersfield, but I'm trying to, you know, link him up with some content people. I guess he's an up and coming artist right now, so we're just trying to get him hot. So,
his name Cartier.
It's Cartier. You can look at him on YouTube. It's ITZ Cartier. Cartier. Yeah, like the watch Cartier.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got his hustle about him. I like this hustle. So, you know, he got room for development.
He got a budget?
I'm his budget.
Oh, well, that's my artist truly is, though. You got to have a budget to fuck with her.
Calling from the 213, you live on True West Radio.
Be
available.
I got two movies out on Amazon Prime, too. It's called Seventh of Westlake and The Rerock. It's with Omar Goody, Caffeine.
Caffeine, my nigga. That's my nigga, Caffeine.
Eastwood. We got Young
Mouth. My nigga, too.
Yeah, we got Eastwood on there.
Nigga, Caffeine, my nigga, bro. That's my nigga right there.
Wow.
I've been trying to get in touch with that nigga for a while.
Really?
Yeah. That's Sam the man. government. We work together. We put in work. So it's called Seventh and Westlake, the number seven. And Westlake. Seventh and Westlake. And then the continuous of it is the Rerock, because it's in and to be continued.
Okay.
Oh,
the second installment is called the Rerock. And I'm the producer.
Well, we're doing a movie called 2 Weeks. So you got to look out for that pretty soon.
Yeah, you can catch it on Amazon Prime or Tubi.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a whole lot of Tubi. I hope it is better than some of them Tubi movies that I watched.
Oh, man, you check it out. Even if you go to YouTube and look at the trailer, you're like, oh, shit, I got to check this out. So you type up on YouTube, 7th and Westlake, it's going to pop right up. As soon as you put 7th, it's going to pop up because it's popular. It's cracking.
Yeah, because it was a couple of people, they did some Tubi movies. It was, you could tell, it's almost like they just had one of them big camcorders with the VHS tape.
We use real production. It's real production. Ain't no cell phone,
iPhone. I wasn't saying that it was. I'm just saying that
it looked like it.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, but
I wasn't saying that it was, but I did watch a few of them, and then, you know,
so
man,
you
empty
the trailer,
house, and you can hear all the echoes and everything.
Yeah.
They ain't had no boom mics or nothing.
We got top quality shit. If you look at the trailer, you can tell the trailer, you're like, oh, shit, that's look good. I wouldn't mind watching.
That's what's up. I'm going to check it out.
Caffeine, your boy, that should make you want to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
He got a cool role on there. You know, he like to play the gangster all the time, so we put him on the same position.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my nigga, Cal.
Hey, K-9, I want to ask you a question.
What's up? Talk to me.
Why every time I ask you for a donation, you block me? Every fucking time I hit you up there, you know, submit a donation, you know what I'm saying? You look at my shit like it wasn't even wrote.
Where you do that at?
What that do you?
Where do you do that at?
Man, I sent you a personal text message to your phone.
From my phone
to your phone. Told you who I was and everything, so you wouldn't say you know who I was.
You had the wrong number.
Who the
brother?
Fuck playing music?
I think you got the wrong number. I ain't never got no request.
I'm gonna chalk it up to this because I know you don't have many friends in a 936 area code, so we're just gonna throw it up in there. It was a 936 number. But don't worry about it, it's all to the good. Don't let it get you down.
Y'all check out Amazon Prime, Where's the Soul? Y'all check that out. It's called Where's the Soul? It's a 2018 documentary on who stole the soul, how they stole it, how they say rap stole the soul out of R&B. Y'all check it out, starring Young K.
Okay.
Y'all check me out, man, on Amazon Prime, man. Y'all check that out.
Okay, Rick, I just followed
you.
Huh?
Rick, I just followed you on Instagram. Okay, now I'm already following you. Is it true? Yes. Okay, yeah, I just followed you back. Yep. Yeah, so y'all can check out that movie. You know, do you agree with it that it stole the soul? Oh, no, I don't agree with it.
It's just a documentary. They were trying to elaborate and try to pinpoint and make it look like that, you know, doing rap music with R&B and R&B in the hook, that changed R&B. That didn't really change R&B. R&B changed. They started making R&B, and they changed it from all the old singing songs. They changed the craft of making R&B. So the craft of R&B changed way before rap started doing songs with R&B. The craft of R&B, that's why. Meaningless songs.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how we were saying when the other guy got on and we were talking about how old music is timeless, how the older music is like, those soul songs are like soul songs, you know, like that are like, you know, they're forever played, forever remembered. They got meaning to them. They got strong Southern people singing their hearts out. You know,
mm-hmm.
Now the music changed. The new R&B artists is what changed the R&B. It's not the rap that changes.
I think too, because they said trying to save money and not hiring musicians, because exactly. A lot of that stuff sounded so different. Because they was playing the actual instrument too.
Full band behind them. You know, they you know, but that was expensive for the record company to try to retain a musician while they not touring. They had to retain those musicians and pay those musicians monthly fees or pay them because they not just so no other band will pick them up. So you know that's all this electronic producing. And all that stuff became we don't need to tour with a band and all this R&B. You got all these R&B acts and you don't see none of these R&B acts with a full band, maybe a half a band.
That's gonna change anyway, though. This record label, we talk about them all the time, because if you only gonna use for 3 months out the year, don't try to take up my whole year. Don't be trying to waste my time. You know, let me do something else with another band or something like that. Don't just try to keep me there for 2-3 months.
Well, that's why they would pay them. They would pay them while they had downtime. They would still pay them so they could pay their bills and stuff. They would shoot the money. Mm-hmm. So they was down, they would shoot them. If they was good, I mean, if they wasn't good, then probably they could probably do get paid. But, like, when we did that documentary, it was kind of like, you know, how you start talking about something, like what we're talking about right now, they kind of stop you and send you in another narrative. So yep. I left and got the money and said, well, fuck it.
How this nigga gonna come over here and try to invite himself to spend the night at my motherfucking house?
What?
Man, well, why the fuck not?
What you mean, why the fuck not?
He can help you move the crowd. Yeah. Uh-huh. Move the crowd.
Get the fuck out of here.
Back on the piano.
Hey, look at him, man. 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 All that right there. Okay. It's Valentine's Day, a day of love. Out here in True West Land, we just having fun, man. If y'all just not doing to the show, it is True West Live, man. We got everybody in the motherfucking building, from your mama to your baby daddy. And we ain't got none of your children on here. But I tell you what, this is what we going to do right about now. So jump to a couple of these cuts, and by being Valentine's Day, we would ask that you would take time to roll a blunt.
Hey, Hell.
Hey,
Hell.
Yeah.
DJ Hell. I'm going to tell you the Bobby song you can play, Don't Bring Your Heart With.
Yeah, that probably will be good, but it's not in my play category right now. Right now, we're going to do something for all the ladies. This is True West Radio. Get in where you feel it. Thank you, man.
Work real hard and baby, that's alright. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you smell really turns me on. You got me cooking and cleaning and preparing for this night like it's our very first one.
daughter found out at your mama's house that you was cheating, playing, lying, faking the whole time. Now I'm tripping, shaking, trembling, about to lose my mind. How could you do, how could you do me like this? I can't deserve, I don't deserve none. Shit I put up with, you going through all of this with that bitch. The kids are raising the money and baby, you made it, I praised you. I gave you my whole heart, now how could you break it, you damn fool. It's okay, I'm gonna be alright. My head is up and I'm walking in full stride, pride aside. Ugly, that's how you play. Dirty like your fingernails, what the hell? The ship is sailed and ain't no coming back in this cold.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This is Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Valentine's Day and we black, baby. We black, we black, we black. What's going on? I got kids fresh in the house. Trulia Monroe. Buddha Ali. And Sweet Pea in the building, y'all. The family's all here.
It's just us four?
Yeah, me, you, King Scratch, Sweet Pea, and Buddha.
Okay, so. Oh, five, my bad. That's lower.
Okay. There go Rick Rock. Rick Rock back in the house. Rick Rock back in the building. Rick Rock like y'all. Okay. Rick, we got you on. You on?
Yep.
All right. All right. Making sure you were back in the sauce.
Yeah. I called my artist. He said he ain't going to tap in too. He on his way home from work.
Okay. Okay. That's a bit. That's a bit. He got about 50 minutes to, you know, tap in and get it in with us, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he can make it a fashionable time and we can do what it is he does.
Mm-hmm.
Have he sent you his music already?
What's that?
I was listening. Did he send the music already?
I haven't even checked my email yet.
So, they got to send music to your email?
If you want to play, I mean, you know.
So your name is Michael Jones?
Yeah. All
right.
I just got K-9 and Goldilocks.
Mike Jones!
Who?
What's his name? Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones.
Who? Yeah. I'm the only nigga that ain't scared of his government name.
Hey, shit, I use my government name. I don't give a fuck, but, you know, when you're doing the right shit, you ain't got no reason to be hot.
I ain't got no hide. I'm too big to hide. I ain't got shit to hide.
Say it loud enough.
I am whatever you say I am, because if I wasn't, then you probably wouldn't say I am.
It is what it is,
Hell yeah, man. We just trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying? On this wonderful, trying to keep the monotony a little light, you know what I'm saying? It's Valentine's Day. We got a lot of lovers out there and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we try to tap in and do something special for everybody.
Yeah, Mike, if you if you available on the 25th, come out to the show, you know, so we can meet up, you know, or that'd be cool.
I appreciate you. You know what? I want to thank you, my brother. That's the first invite I done got to some shit. And I guess I don't get invites because I'm way out here in Texas. But, I'm in Texas, baby.
Oh, shit.
South Texas. I'm in the land of the South.
Oh, shit. I'm talking to y'all like y'all in the city and shit. I'm from Compton, California. So,
yeah, that's how we do, man. That's how we stand over here, bro.
Me and K-9, you know, we function. Me and K-9 function. That's my boy, so... Shit, I thought y'all was local and shit, but y'all doing y'all shit out there. That's dope.
Yeah, it's family over here, man.
I'm from South Central Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? I'm from South Central Los Angeles, you know.
Yeah, I stay in Atlanta Drive.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, okay.
I'm from the South Side. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm like doing some work.
How many artists do you have under you?
Well, I have three, but you know, if they don't have a hustle, they don't show me nothing. I can't really work with nobody that don't. I don't want to have to want it more than them. You know.
Oh yeah.
Some artists is lazy. So. I'd be like, shit.
Yeah.
I can't work with you.
You
want to talk about
it?
So this artist right now, you know, he always pushing me. So that's what I want. And I don't want to have to push them. They got to be, you know, willing to do this shit. And this artist right here, his ass, he on this shit. And he always, you know, like, We gotta do this. Like, man, slow down. So that's why
I need
somebody to push me.
When you tell him, Scott's got some good beats.
Yeah, we got awesome.
The old
school
town or the new
school
town.
Gritty, we got a lot of shit out here. So I'm just trying to put a, you know, nice. Couple of singles together.
Fresh still on here?
No, it's fresh. That's
for
indeed.
Some reason.
Huh?
I'm just looking at this.
I'm here. Scratch. What's up, Scratch? You going to that show on the 25th? Where's Scratch at? He gone?
Yeah, that commercial.
Nah, he's up in there.
Oh. It's all good. Who else we got?
Why?
Who else we got on the line? JoJo on
yeah,
the line.
Okay,
roll
once again, we got K-9. We got Buddha Ali. We got Julia Monroe. We got Sweet Pea. We got King Scratch. And your truly DJ Hip Love. And also, Rick is in the house. Rick's back with us.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we back in the sack, baby. I was trying to upload the song, but for some goddamn reason.
You playing love songs tonight,
it's Valentine's Day. Y'all ought to feel love some goddamn time here. I'm just showing my appreciation for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just showing my appreciation, you know. Everybody ain't moving up tonight like y'all. All you people on here mad. Everybody mad and shit on this radio station. So, I'm trying to do y'all some favors. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? That is bizarre. For everybody in this motherfucker married but me. Maybe I should just delete myself from the show.
True.
today is not the day for games.
Well, nice.
If you wake up in the atmosphere of somebody else's breath, you is not single.
Say that again?
If you wake up in the atmosphere of somebody's breath, you are not single.
Oh, okay. You say married.
Okay. Let's do it like this. Dear. How long you and your old man been together?
It'll be 5 years.
5 years. Y'all married. Y'all done passed 6 months. It's over with.
Yeah, oh, wow.
That's
much.
Dad, where you at, man?
I said, oh, wow, past 6 months. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's supposed to be a couple years or something, huh? No, I don't believe in marriage, Sleepy. It's just a piece of paper to me. You got to pay to get in it. You got to pay to want to get out. You know, I feel people on this earth, if they want to, you know, live like Adam and Eve did back in the days, why not?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? So, I don't believe in the piece of paper. It don't mean nothing to me.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
I was finna play I'm in the Mood for Love. Yeah, feel me fast for me. I don't know how. I apologize, y'all, for being missing. I apologize.
I don't feel like you need a piece of paper just to say you married. I mean.
No,
well,
don't.
You don't. Some people it solidifies the bond, but I don't think that it solidifies the bond. I mean, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it matters. That's what I think.
No one is.
So while we're on that subject, what really matters in a relationship? What really matters?
I've been married 20 years. I'll tell you. I'm still married. 20 years.
More.
that.
Okay, we got one ounce is loyalty.
20 years. He's rich. Y'all been 20 years in the game. 20 years out the game, you mean?
Oh, that's what's up.
He said it right the first time. 20 years. Motherfucker. He had it right the first time. 20 years.
Yeah. Hey, K9.
What up, mate?
K9.
Hey, what up?
The last song you just sent me.
You got it already.
Apparently, it's not in the MP form, MP3 form, or WAV form.
Scratch got it already. He got it already. I don't know where Scratch is, but so I should be already in the system.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay, it's already in the system.
Should be in the system because I know he played it before.
Okay.
So crazy.
I just gotta find out what it's under.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't here that night that he uploaded that song. Yeah, I wasn't here that night.
Brad got the background going.
I missed it. I'm loading.
Elevator.
And I've been trying to find it.
Okay,
we'll find the phone tonight. That's good. I promise you that. We'll find it. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, do you play this song on your radio show?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah, this.
We're going to see if he can send some music. I'm going to send some music.
Can you scratch?
Okay, we probably gone. That commercial probably late.
Oh, he must have stepped out to go get him a couple beers.
What the fuck you talking about? I'm sitting right here listening to y'all motherfuckers.
Listen to what you said.
Y'all keep on saying my name. I was just saying my name. I'm trying to work.
Your name. Hey, next time we just gonna say beer. Yeah. We're going to say beer next time. That was
I was listening to y'all motherfuckers. Wait a minute. Hold on. This nigga want me to make a mix. I'm trying to make a goddamn song.
I know
how to get.
You working?
I'm working.
But I'm not important. True West Radio is important. Right now.
Y'all got it. Y'all got it. What the fuck are you? I need to be talking to y'all motherfuckers folks.
Because we love you.
Oh, we love you too.
Now what?
Did Honcho hit you up about the show in 2015?
But y'all need me to be on here to talk to y'all?
Did Honcho hit you up about the show in 2015?
Hell no.
They asking you questions.
Damn, that's what I was doing. That's what I was trying to ask you.
Well, you ain't gonna wait a minute. You ain't gonna do the show, right?
Nah, I heard you were gonna honor you or something.
Remember?
You ain't gonna do the show, right?
No, I'm not doing the show. But I said last time I heard he was trying to honor you or something. I didn't know if he had called you and said anything.
Everybody say they gonna honor me, and I never get my goddamn award. So fuck that.
We don't need your flowers.
we supposed to got awards last time. We ain't got shit.
He was unorganized last time, and my artist Denosa took up, and Zabo, what's his name? The pimp or whatever the hell, that motherfucker performed 3 times.
We ain't got no goddamn awards the last time. What the hell makes you think we gonna get awards this time?
Fucking Zabo, what was his stage name?
Who?
I'm talking to K-9. K-9, what was Zabo? He was just like the kid.
Is that JoJo? He sounds just like JoJo.
No. I don't know, man.
JoJo, I don't even know what JoJo is.
Crash.
Huh?
Crash, what was that pimp name that was on stage that kept rapping?
I don't know. This little fake ass pimp motherfucker looks trying to look like
that,
he was.
That was Zabo. That was Zabo.
I know, but what was his pimp name?
God damn, nigga. You're trying to rewind tape all the way from to December the 3rd. Okay, nigga, I ain't got that many brain cells, but...
Pippin,
that nigga was waking. He was whack as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll think of it in a minute.
It's Pippin something.
That was Pippin something. But that nigga was whack as fuck.
It was more comedy than anything.
Yeah, like that nigga name was Pippin Tommy or somebody.
Hey, I want to put some marbles on the stage and let that nigga slip right off of that bitch.
while we're speaking on pimps, make sure you look out for Pimpin' Ain't Dead coming in 2024. Julia Monroe's song, Watching Work, is playing throughout the whole movie. Coming on
next week. Oh, shit, she rolled.
Big dream.
Strip or lie. All right, this is good shit right here.
I got to support my girl, but boo!
Hey, I made it up with that other song now.
I know. You good. You good, baby girl. I ain't tripping. But you know how I be feeling about that bitch. It was all good. Shit, I want you to get your flowers.
Hey, y'all fucking with that Rick Ross car show in Atlanta?
Yeah. Fuck Rick Ross. Hey.
Oh, shit.
That nigga say Knicks. Ain't this some shit? So you got any B-levels sitting in this music that you got?
Y'all like this message, huh?
Nick.
Said the boss, nobody made it sound. Said I'm the boss and nobody made it sound.
Man.
Nick. Oh, Scratch, I'm finna get ready to lay them. I'm gonna just lay it again and then I'm gonna send it to you after I lay it. I'm gonna lay it tonight. I'm off until Wednesday. I took off until Wednesday, so. I'm gonna focus on my R&B after I get this one.
The R&B. I can't wait to hear what the R&B is. So we'll go down with the R and the B.
Yeah, I got a check from Mr. Everywhere.
We're going to have to have a little stuff.
What about this?
Oh, yeah?
I think what, Scratch?
Make you feel jazzy?
I think Scratch challenged me to do like 82 songs in a month. I don't know how many I did, but it was past 82.
Am I on this motherfucker or not?
Yeah, you on here.
Yeah. I didn't know if y'all could hear me. I didn't know. But then too, I don't be talking about shit, so that's why I let y'all talk.
She was talking to you.
I was talking to myself a while ago. Y'all know I got 3 brain cells and all these other entities inside of me. So I have to entertain the other entities, y'all, and the world.
balance them out here.
Yeah. I do at special times. We have group sessions. Y'all should really hear those.
Hey.
When I be talking, when I be sitting up in the room talking to all these people that's inside of me.
Yes, we know. Chipotle.
The worst part about it is I cuss all of them out. I cuss all of them out.
So how y'all
feel about that?
What's
your...
The what?
How you feel about all that rain we got? It's coming again next week. Oh, you're in another state, though. Damn, I keep forgetting.
I'm glad, because Chris, you should get on here and talk about how much I never live with the Christian blood. I want to live with the Christian blood. My bad.
Man, she be coming down every time you see it. She just be coming down.
Talking about all that Louisiana water, somebody water down here.
Damn
again. Halfway
y'all
on the
talk,
wall.
Y'all fuck with Boosie Badass down there? Y'all like Boosie?
No, he alright.
No, everyone. Y'all fuck with Rick Ross. Y'all fuck with Badass. Like, damn.
I'm showing
the South for love.
They don't pay nothing out of bills. They help us pay some bills. I'm just saying. Yeah, they good. Yeah, they good down here. They don't. I feel like they should do like. I feel like Houston has more of the people who mainly pay their artists attention. Houston has more love than any area I know. You know, as far as like. Really putting on for their artists and like Hot Boys could have did it or you know No Limit could have did it, but down in the South it's really like every man for themselves. But Houston is more of a you know they come together more than the South. So yeah, I mean both of you cool, you know. Yeah, he's cool.
Oh man, I'm so slow. I'm like badass. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, he dead. He was on here. He's talking about right. Fucking Boosie.
Man, I tell y'all, if y'all ain't been checking out that if y'all ain't been checking out FlexRadio.biz, man, you sleeping on some shit, man. Station really jams to the mother. You know what I'm saying? 24/7.
And
you know, I just like to see.
Hey, Collier.
What you say? I was saying something.
I said Collier is supposed to be calling in, or is he in there? He said he.
Said the artist might be on the line.
He said he. Okay, from the 702?
Yeah, 702, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what up,
Cody? Cody, you on True West Radio. Welcome to the goddamn show.
Rich yes, sir. What's
yeah,
the deal, y'all?
You on, boy?
Yeah, just fresh off of work.
What's tripping, Trippin?
Put it out there on the internet.
That nigga left straight out where he ain't took a bath yet. He jumped straight on the truth. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's a grinder right there. I like that grind in him. That's what makes me want to work with him.
Hell yeah. You know, the grind don't stop. I'm going to go hard out here. Like, if y'all ain't know, February 25th, I will be opening up a little EDE, G Malone, Silky Fly, countless other West Coast legends. So, you know, just holler at me, but just know that, you know, if y'all could, follow me on Instagram, all social media, it's Cartier, ICVTARTIER, and it's cool with the music. I got like 10 singles out right now. My latest single is outside of the month.
Say it again. Say your Instagram again, because you said it too fast.
It's Cartier, which is at @ITZCARTIER. It's Cartier.
That's right.
Okay, it's Cartier. That's what's up. That's what's up. Make sure you hit that email, hislove22@gmail.com. That's hislove22@gmail.com. Shoot that music going over with there so we can get that on the truth. And it's probably already on here called King Scratch Fight Mike's Plug Gym. I ain't got it, so send the shit to my email anyway. Yeah.
Got you.
Hey, big bro, you got the music?
No, you said it to me?
Well, take me to email address. I'll just send it right now.
Yeah, we'll chop it up after this. Yeah, because they said something like that. Said MP3 or some shit. I don't know nothing about that kind of shit.
Yeah, I got the MP3s and everything. The waves, the whole digital.
You don't know if the music is MP3 or wave form? What kind of bullshit is that? What you record? That? MP3s are the versions of your song, bro. I'm gonna tell y'all this now. Don't send me no motherfucking link because I ain't gonna go get it.
I got you. I'm gonna send something right now. Hold on.
Yeah, send me straight MP3. We can get you in the fast, but all that extra shit.
I got you. Hold on.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I hear you, Trulia.
This is Trulia. I already followed you whenever your management, Mr. Rick, already introduced you earlier. So you can go ahead and follow me back. Him and Fresh don't have to get together. They don't know if they're trying to. If they're going to get together and possibly you and I be the next Trick and Trina. Or whatever they're going to do. So go ahead and follow me back.
Yeah.
And see whatever they're going to get together and get the ball rolling.
Hey, Mike, give him the email again because I don't know it. He asked me what's the email. So I don't know it.
Okay, once again, it's heavy without the Y. That's heavy. HEAV. LUV as in Victor. 22@gmail.com.
Okay. HEAVLUV 22.
Running out of time, my brother.
All right.
What's up,
brother? All right. Let me send it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And we'll definitely get you on up in here, man. Get you over here on a regular and do an interview with you, man, where we can actually get into who you are and what you, you know, how long you've been doing, what you've been doing, with all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We like to give everybody their proper shine, man. When they, you know, come to the truth, we want to make sure people know who you are. Make sure the music is clarified and everything so we can get that in. And, we put it there. See, when I be asking y'all for a small donation, I don't just fucking with y'all because I'm trying to scam y'all. I actually play your fucking music. I'm not like some of them other DJs, get your song and put it in the back of the crate and we'll play it two or three shows down the road. We try to get at you immediately, you know what I'm saying? And here lately, I found that's been a problem with a lot of people. They got the music, they done spent the money on the studio, and they ain't got no money for promotion, so they don't want to send nothing in because they think, you know, just because they don't send nothing in, and we ain't going to try to get them in and, you know, get their boys heard. But we try to get everybody on, man. But you ain't got me one time to fuck me. You ain't got the one time to fuck me. Next time you have to use rubber. That didn't say all right. My fault. Bad judgment of comedy. Didn't work. Yeah, I know I'm starting to say anything. Don't take me. I'm a mental patient, so don't try to charge it to me or charge it to the minds I got. Because they just be speaking out of turn and shit.
Did you say minds?
But yeah, you done seen some of them? Let me see. I got. Now see, that's why I say it costs extra, because I have to go check my email and see what's in there, who sent what. Yeah, that K-9, that Goldilocks. I don't know what's going on with it, man. They won't let me put it up in the six.
No, no worries, we'll play it next week.
Hell,
just
email us to me.
Email us to me here. Don't worry. Kuna Matata.
Let's see what we got here. Okay, Claudia, I just got yours.
Dope.
Ooh, Claudia, see, this is an old album, right? Oh, my boy.
Yeah, I got my album, too. Beginning of the Past Story. That's what we got
there,
also.
Okay.
He's going to be the Hustler of the Year in 2024.
Facts, big facts. Then we got something going on too. We got something going on for the next couple of months. We gonna do
this Friday
on
the 19th. Tell
them
about that.
Oh yeah, 19th. I'm opening up at Monster Yo tour. So got a couple things going
right
there.
Yeah.
Any producers out there, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram. It's Cartier, ITZCARTIER. Let's work.
Already.
So we got people tapping in from Texas, from Louisiana. What else city in here? What else state in here? We need a roll call.
We got Texas, we got Louisiana, we got Oklahoma, Tech, we're in Florida, we got Cali. Right now. I can't remember what Chris said. The biggest following is at Czechoslovakia, one area. Three more countries. I can't remember the name.
And we got listeners in the south, so shit. And Christmas West Coast shit over there. That'll be good. So if you checking in, if you go into YouTube, you can check Cartier out. It's Cartier, so he's pretty dope.
Yeah, I got a plethora of music videos. I got my single How I'm Living, my other singles, and my song
Feel merch.
Like Me.
You got merch.
I got beanies, hats, posters. So if y'all wanna, come shout with me, I got my own website, itscartier.com, which is ITZCARTIER.com. Like I said, I got the album Beginning of a Classic Story, which is 13 songs, is on even.biz. And you can pay whatever you like if you support what I got going on. You can even drop $1 if you fuck with it.
Yeah, that's a grind.
Then, if you say that you guys buy the album off of even.biz, you get access to my merch, and you can get like half off. You get access to my listening party. You get access to more merch. I got another clothing line called Whole Lot of Mac and Clothing. So I got that out there also.
You trying to do like on the runways and stuff down there?
Yeah, if I can get some people to like model the shirts out, that'd be dope. Yeah. Like basically, I'm like at the beginning stages of my clothing line.
What sizes do your apparel go to?
Say it again.
What sizes do your apparel go to?
did.
What sizes did your apparel go to?
2X.
Did you say 2X?
No, actually it's 2XXL. I'm looking at the shirts right now.
I did it for you.
Then I got them in all colors. I got blue.
I can't wear none of your stuff.
What size shirt you wearing?
You might have to send me a flag or something. Yeah, you have to send me a flag or something because I got a whole bunch of X's around me, and two of them ain't gonna do it.
Oh shit! A whole bunch of X's around.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, they got a bigger car. I'm
8XLT. Yeah, we in the South, man. We need that 4-5X. We in the South.
Yeah, you need 4-5X.
You going to eat your corn?
Yeah, I'm in Texas where everything grows bigger.
Yeah, man. You down here with a crop grow out the ground.
Yeah,
man.
She got to move that they get out the table. Not like we do in Idaho.
Did you get his music?
I got it. I'm trying to upload it into the system, man. Y'all know this shit went slow. I don't know what the fuck the music is. I guess there's so much on the internet right now. I have solidified my internet to where it wouldn't have these many problems, but still the force is where it be. So we got to get it on. If we don't get to play it tonight, call back tomorrow night. We'll definitely get you in the mix tomorrow night for sure.
Gotcha.
I'll say that before the show over with, because we got 15 minutes left. And actually, you know, we got 15 minutes left. I won't do this here early, so we don't need nobody out and don't nobody get cut off. I want each one of y'all to give your social handle and how they can find you, how they can book you, and everything on there right now. Y'all go ahead and do it while we got time. I want everybody to get this shit in. Let's go.
Well, you can find me on itscartier.com. Once again, then I'm all on all social medias. itscartier, itscartier, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Like I said, I got the album out, Beginning of a Classic Story, which is straight West Coast fire. That's on even.biz. It's 13 tracks. Spotify, itscartier, itscartier. Check me out.
All right. And then let me ask you before we go to the next person. Is that the same place we can go to get your merchandise?
Correct. It's cartier.com.
Okay. So y'all hear my man. Y'all make sure y'all follow my itscartier.com, man. And get that man merch. Get that music. Shirt. We like to do this globally, so we ask everybody to participate. Our next contender is...
This is Trulia. That's Trulia Monroe, TRULIAMONROE. You can find me at TruliaMonroe.com. I also got merch, slides, hats, baby beers, pillows, blankets. Actually in the process of designing tennis shoes. You can find my music on there as well. All my handles on there. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And it's also another app you can download. It's called We Got Up. That's all African American Facebook basically. We Got Up. You can come on over there and check them out as well. Like I said, it's an educational, all African American platform. They do all kind of stuff and they have all kind of things going on. Find me on Reverb Nation. You can find me everywhere. Just look up TruliaMonroe.com.
You can find me on Instagram at dollface85, DOLLFAYCE85. And on Facebook, you can find me as The Sweet Spot, D-A Sweet Spot. You can email me over there. And I just basically help with promotions and stuff like that. I'm into artist management and that kind of thing, too, but mostly promotions right now.
Okay, okay. Well, are you from, what, Louisiana, too?
What'd you say?
Yo, yo.
From,
yo,
from
yo,
Louisiana,
yo.
Also?
Yeah, yo. Now she's from Houston. Who radio is 213?
Huh?
Mr. Everywhere, that's Mr. Everywhere, my bad. No, we just got Mr. Everywhere there on the show. What the fuck is wrong with this system, man?
You gotta when the show's over, you gotta reboot it.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know where to find me
at.
Yeah,
we'll get the reboot me.
K9Compton.com. K the number 9. On there. Easy peasy.
Bet.
Hello. If y'all got Facebook.
And I am DJ here, brother. You can catch me.
Anybody on Facebook, you can find me at Rich Ryan Management.
Okay. Rich Line Management?
Rich Grind. G-R-I-N-D. Grind. Rich Grind.
Okay, Rich Grind. Yeah. Rich Grind. Okay.
Yep. Like you grind. You grind. Grind to get rich.
Yes,
rich
sir.
Grind.
We got you. Okay. And I am, as they stated earlier, Michael Jones. Mike Jones. You can find me on Facebook. Look for the bud with the hair. You know what I'm saying? Hitlow22@gmail.com. You can find me on all porn sites. I mean, not porn. What am I talking about? Lord, forgive me. You find me on Facebook. You find me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. No, you ain't shit. Don't you say nothing. You ain't shit now. Well, yeah, that's Michael Jones, man. You can find me on all platforms. As well, and if you're looking up DJ Hill Love, you're not going to find me because I ain't got that on. I don't even put that on social media because I'm trying to redefine who I am and not who Hill Love is because he ain't got no sense. Y'all have to excuse him. That dude is a bit below the margin as far as having good sense. So, but yeah, that part. Miss Everywhere, you woke yet? You woke? Give everybody your business, Miss Everywhere. You in there?
I gotta talk right quick, Mr. Everywhere. KillersPatrick41@gmail. I'm available on all social media sites under Patrick Phillips.
What's up, Everywhere? What's up, dog?
What's going on with you, bro?
Turn this on Facebook.
Yo, Ali, where you at?
Yeah, what's happening? All Ritter family. Hey, love the show. Great show tonight, everybody. Shouts out to everybody on the panel. This is Buddha Ali, your brother Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Hype Promotions, representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, right here in the Middle Passage, right before you get to the Mason-Dixon line, right here on True West Radio. You can find me on Zone 24 TV on Facebook, Zone 24 TV on Blast on Facebook. Phil Shaw, Will Shaw, also representing that flexradio.biz. You can also find me on flexradio.biz, 24-hour underground, unsigned hype radio, doing all the rap, all the R&B, all the Southern Soul, even gospel rap, we're doing that too, you know what I'm saying? Spoken word and all kinds of good energy. We're keeping it there and we're flexing. Right there, straight out of Shreveport. Shouts out to the homegirl, True Sister, man. They all represent, man. It's like I say, we're doing a big right here on True West. It's all true. The true army is true. We telling the truth.
Right,
right. We're repping the West. So, yeah, we tap in.
Already. Big tribe. Big tribe.
Big ups to you guys for showing up. I appreciate you guys for showing up, man, and being a part of the show tonight, man. Y'all are welcome here every night of the week that we're on the air, which we air Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. your time, 8 p.m. our time. And y'all know it lasts till 10. We go 2 hours. If you want to get into the after hours, you got to hit scratch up early so we can carry this thing over. But according to our biological clock, we got 5 minutes of fault, and it ain't no junk. Pull your bottle off the tree stump.
Yeah, y'all do all the city. Now we're getting down to the mid-take. Put the bottle to the top. To the
bottom. Yeah.
Yeah, hell no, man. Can you call me after the end of the show?
Yes, sir.
Sonny, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Yeah, I'm
going to
hit you tomorrow, bro.
Hey, Cordia, make sure you call back tomorrow night, man.
For sure. You already know. I'm
tomorrow. I told you, every time I ask K9 for a donation, he hangs up.
Hey, I said something.
We thank you for whatever it is you see, my brother. Whatever God puts on your heart.
Business 72.
Yeah. Already.
Yep. So
that's what we do, man. True is that.
Cartier.
Man, look, we want you to come back. We want you to come back and be a part of the family, man. Don't just be a part of the show. Be a part of the family.
I'm gonna bring my boy Cartier. We repping the West, and we want to be on the, South. So so y'all can play our shit on the South.
Cartier,
yeah, I want to do some shows out there.
For sure.
Oh yeah, we got venues. We got venues. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go ahead and put my number out there. You can call me for any East Texas events that you would like to be a part. My number is 936-215-4544.
Mike, that was you calling me, right?
All right, I got you.
All right.
That was me texting you. Yeah, I just text you. Did I text Cordia? Did I text you?
Not yet.
You can't get in touch with me. You can get in touch with K9, and K9 got direct access to me.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. K9 got my number, and I know you got my number. So y'all make sure y'all pass around so we can get it, and we can stay in touch, man.
Yeah.
And we can see what kind of umbrellas we can get up under while we out here. I'm gonna tell you, I cover a large area, so you just never know where it might go.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And can I plug my
shit
in one more time?
Yeah.
That's how they over with.
Yes, sir.
Hey, y'all go check me out. I'm Iz Cartier, I-T-Z-C-A-R-T-I-E-R. Like I said, I got the music all on IzCartier.com. The album is on even.biz. Make sure y'all check me out. Iz Cartier.
IzCartier.com.
We got you. Act like you know.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Valentine's Day over with.
Yeah,
play morning, dude.
What about...
Yeah, they want to hear that music. They want to hear that music, though. So you're going to play it tomorrow, huh?
Yeah, I know they want to hear it, man. I know they want to hear it.
Play for your outro.
Fuck you, know.
Hey, if you can't pull up, send it to me, and I'll convert it for you. And then I'll send it right back.
What video?
Already.
You know, that'll be dope to play for your outro. They're going to love it. But you're going to clock out right now, so.
Right on. Well, we got 1 minute left. I want to thank y'all again for being a part of True Wiz Radio, man. It's been a real lovely show. We're thankful for all the people that participate and all the people that support us here, True, because remember, we're here for you. And our full focus is to push you as far as we can push you across the grid, man. Share with your friends, share with your family, and share with your foes. Because we're going to be kicking down those for the rest of the year, baby. This is not the end of the saga. Not the end of the saga.
And don't block somebody.
We'll be right back here tomorrow.
And don't block somebody if they need a favor.
I ain't going to block nobody. It's all good in the hood. Oh, let's